This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. We always enjoy our time with Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring, aturo.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am doing great. How's everybody today?
Doing well.
We're great.
Back to work Tuesday, getting ready to go. Bears back at OTAs at Halas Hall. On Friday, Mike, Ross Tucker, highly respected analyst, shared...
Well, that's debatable.
Okay.
I know Ross.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He does a terrific job. And he expressed the opinion that he... wouldn't be shocked if in 3 years Caleb Williams is not the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. He kind of lit a match, and we had a fun day Friday debating that throughout the different shows on this station. What would you say to that kind of projection?
Well, if we look at it literally, wouldn't be shocked if he's not the quarterback in 3 years. Would we be shocked if any young quarterback who has yet to reach his ceiling is gone from the team that picked him within 3 years? That's more than enough time in today's NFL for a player to show whether or not he's going to skew toward being a top 10 quarterback, a consistent contender, a potential franchise guy. So would I be shocked? No, because you look around the league. I mean, the only guy from last year that made it clear he's on track to be a franchise quarterback is Jaden Daniels. The rest of the guys taken, except for JJ McCarthy, who didn't play, they've shown enough that they're on the pass side of the line. Bo Nix took the Broncos to the playoffs. He's moving in the right direction. Caleb Williams, yeah, it's going to work out or it's not with Ben Johnson. So I don't, when I look at that literally, I don't have a problem with it. The question is, what do we think is going to happen with Ben Johnson there, with the commitment to offense that the Bears haven't had? Most of their coaches have been defensive over the years since Mike Ditka. It's been defense with a couple of exceptions, Mark Trestman and who else? Matt Nagy. Mm-hmm. So they're making a full commitment to the offensive side of the ball. We're going to find out quickly whether or not Caleb Williams is the guy that the Bears drafted him to be.
Mike, Aaron Rodgers got up in front of country music artist. It was at a concert and answered some questions about if he's ever going to play for the Bears. He said no, but he might be playing against the Bears this year. Why is he continuing to drag his feet and drag this story along?
Because, Ruthie, he can. That's the key. The Steelers are the guy, and like some of their fans get upset when I say this, but it's 100% true. They're the guy who's dropped to a knee with the public proposal, with the engagement ring out, and they've been in that position for 2 months waiting for an answer. They're not going to move on. They got Mason Rudolph, Rodgers can take as long as he wants. Rodgers can wait as long as he wants. Brett Favre didn't show up in Minnesota in 2009 until halfway through training camp. And it was an issue. Remember, there was a schism in the locker room. Is it Tavares Jackson? Is it Brett Favre? Brett Favre starts throwing passes. Oh, okay, now we know why. Now we know why they waited so long for Brett Favre. So Rodgers has some flexibility here. The only problem is if they struggle, if he doesn't show up until training camp starts or during training camp, and I don't know when he's going to show up again, whenever he wants. If they struggle this year, there will be people who say if he just would have been more prepared, maybe they would have been in a better position to win games. That's the risk he's taking. But they start their OTAs today. They have six before they have a three-day mandatory mini camp. I'd like to think that if Rodgers is going to play, he's going to get there at some point before the offseason program ends. But what are the Steelers going to do if he doesn't? Are they going to say, fine, we're done, we'll go with Mason Rudolph instead?
Mike, 20 more teams begin OTAs today. The seven with new coaches have already begun. The Bengals back to work in Cincinnati. What are the chances that Trey Hendrickson is either there having another press conference torching his ownership and his coach, or where is this story headed, do you think, next?
Well, I tried to lay this out a week and a half ago. He's got very limited options because at the end of the day, depriving the Bengals of his services doesn't matter to the Bengals. Some teams, you know, like the 49ers, they'll have holdouts, and then right before the start of the season, the coach goes to the front office and says, we got to work this out, and they get it worked out. I mean, the Bengals are the team that when Carson Palmer was done, they said, fine, go. We don't care. We don't have to pay you. We'll keep your salary. Fine by us. So I think Trey Hendrickson, if he doesn't take whatever the best offer is the Bengals put on the table, if he doesn't decide to just play out this year of his contract and see what happens next year, if he holds out, he runs the risk of being this year's version of Hassan Reddick, who held out, racked up a bunch of money in fines, missed game checks, and the Jets didn't blink. The Bengals are far less likely to blink. The only thing he has in his favor, Joe Burrow spoke out about it recently and said he deserves market value, he deserves what he wants. They're trying their best to keep Joe Burrow happy. They paid three of the four guys he named earlier this year that he wanted to see paid, tight end Mike Gesicki and receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. We'll see if they pay Hendrickson, but Burrow is the wild card here. But you know what? If they don't give Hendrickson the deal he wants, he really doesn't have many options because the Bengals will not blink over the threat or the reality of Hendrickson not showing up.
Mike, the tush push lives on. Are you surprised at some of the teams that had those late flips?
Well, I'm surprised that they managed to get 10 teams to vote to keep it because the league wanted this thing gone. We reported after the vote was taken that, and I think plenty of people suspected this, Coach Matt LaFleur had hinted at it, the league recruited the Packers to be the team that proposed this. I think that when the NFC Championship happened and there was that sequence where Washington kept jumping offside, I think somebody decided this play's got to go. It's got to go. We got to get rid of this. Mike Pereira, the former VP of officiating who now works for Fox, he said in the days after the NFC Championship, he thought that moment was going to spark a renewed push to get rid of the play. So I think the league believed they were going to have the 24 votes. I saw a reporter or quote somewhere that when they went in to do the vote, nobody knew what way it was going to go. And if the league thought it was going to lose, they would have withdrawn it. They thought they were going to win. So the big takeaway for me is this. The league only has two teams whose arms need to be twisted between now and next March. And I fully suspect that they're going to try it again next year. Unless they decide this year we're fine with it, I think that they're going to make another run to get rid of it. And my guess right now would be they're not going to like it anymore next year than they dislike it this year, and they'll try to get rid of it next year, and they'll try to get two teams to change their minds.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
See you.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.